It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has asked the state health department to restart indoor dining across the state on Monday. Polis said falling case rates mean the state can loosen COVID-19 restrictions after this holiday weekend. He announced the surprise decision in a Wednesday night post on social media. Restaurants will be able to offer indoor dining at 25% of their normal capacity once the change goes into effect next week. The outbreaks of COVID-19 at the hamburger chain In-N-Out have grown in the last week. CPR's Allison Borden has more.
There are now 122 cases of the virus at the two In-N-Out locations in Colorado. According to state data, the one in Aurora has 42 confirmed cases, and the other location in El Paso County reports 80 cases. That's the single highest outbreak of any restaurant in Colorado. There are also outbreaks at several ski resorts. The Breckenridge Lift Operation reports 23 cases of COVID-19. Lift operations at Keystone and Vail are also on the list. There are more than 1,200 active outbreaks in Colorado. I'm Allison Borden, CPR News.
A curfew in Pueblo is set to expire tomorrow morning. The curfew has been in place since the end of October in an effort to help stem the spread of COVID-19. Mayor Nick Gratisar says the city has seen a downward trend in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases.
And I'm hoping that trend will continue. If we see some different activity, I certainly reserve the right to reimpose the curfew.
The city is also planning to implement an early notification system based on wastewater testing that will send out reverse 911 calls when areas indicate elevated levels of COVID-19. Pueblo and Colorado Springs, Metro Denver and the Front Range have highs today close to 40 degrees, mostly sunny skies, and lows this evening around 20 for New Year's Eve. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.